What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next season, are you really, really going to be sweating it from from an academic standpoint?
Yeah, you got to find some guys that, although like a guy, like I don't know where Ashton is academically, but like if you have guys that like come back to the program and then they can graduate, like that can raise your score. But like there are ways to manipulate it, but it's just like, you know, when you start to see these scores come up again, you're just like, oh, okay, we're pretending like we're doing that again. Awesome. That's cool. Like when Akron football getting a postseason ban, it's like, okay, well, that's the ultimate, like, not applicable. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Akron's postseason history, but that is a not applicable. But, hey, at least they get to say something publicly. So I was super happy for them.
Some good signs on this front are that over the weekend, Musa Cisse, Nick Jourdain, Tyrese Hunter, Raji Phillips, PJ Carter all got their degrees.
There we go. Memphis. That'll help. That's a nice little buffer spot. All right, my man, we appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Avery.
That of course is Jason Munn. So yeah, the fact that you've got a bunch of guys from this year, that'll certainly help. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into the list. We've had some big re-signings over the weekend. We have a all-time legend that's coming to television. We'll discuss that and more. Hand out some weekend awards as well. We'll do all that during hour number two. Stick around and listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called The List. Let's fire it up. Michael Jordan. NBC announced Monday that Hall of Famer Michael Jordan will be a special contributor to its NBA coverage beginning this fall. Jordan made the announcement via video at NBC's Upfront on Monday, with the networks following with an announcement on social media. Quote, a legendary addition to our team. We're thrilled to welcome Michael Jordan as a special contributor to the NBA on NBC and Peacock. NBC said in a post to X, accompanied by a short video from Jordan's playing days. NBC's 11-year agreement with the league begins next season. The network did not disclose details regarding Jordan's specific role. Regardless, it'll mark his first TV role covering the league in any capacity since retiring in 2003 with 6 NBA championships and 5 MVPs. Jordan, 62, owned the Hornets from 2010 to 2023. He's also co-founded the NASCAR racing team 23XI with driver Denny Hamlin. NBC will be returning to the NBA coverage for the first time since 2002. All right, so a couple of things here, George. Number one, I mean, I think it's obviously a big coup. It's the first time Jordan's ever been any type of media figure. And it obviously doesn't, I don't think you can rule out it doesn't seem coincidental that NBC marks the announcement on the day that they're trying to sell all their ads for the NBA on NBC. This is a big addition. The problem, though, is special contributor. Okay, so what is this going to mean? It, to me, clearly establishes even when they do basketball night in America, which I think they're going to start doing post, once football season ends, they're going to transition from football night in America on Sunday nights into their big football game to basketball nights in America into their big game. Mm-hmm. And then whatever nights they have the desk, I think maybe Tuesdays, because obviously they've divided up between Amazon and NBC. They've divided up the TNT package. So it'll be some midweek games. But I don't think we're going to see Jordan specifically at the desk then. Like, I don't think Jordan is becoming NBC's Charles Barkley.
No, I wouldn't expect that. I guess mainly because of the phrasing, I think. I mean, special contributor could mean literally anything. I mean, he very well could.
I mean, like, to be, Jeff always calls me cynical. I'm not cynical. I'm skeptical.
Sure.
It could also be something as simple as NBC knows, like, hey, guys, we got to sell a bunch of ads. Like, we paid a ton of money for this. We got to sell a bunch of ads. Like, can we hammer out something to use Michael Jordan's name?
Yeah, I mean, it very easily could be that.
Now, what I suspect it will be is I would think, like, MJ is going to kind of do, like, the sit-downs, like, the highly produced segments with certain players and whatnot.
I can, like, see that.
Like, think if you watch the Amazon pregame show, which is actually pretty good, while it's not, I don't think it'll be as, like, tongue-in-cheek and humorous, but, like, the stuff that that Marshawn Lynch does every week, where it's like,
yeah,
it's, they're like features, but they're recorded whenever. Like, it doesn't mean, like, oh, he's just got to, I just find it hard to believe that he's going to be sitting down watching a bunch of games and then telling us what's happening. Special contributor does not imply that to me.
What was the, let me pull this up real quick, because I had it pulled up earlier. The actual, like, full, okay, the actual crew.
I think they've got Jalen,
so,
right?
Special contributor, Michael Jordan, obviously headlining.
Yep.
Duh. Game analysts, to me, that is either color and or studio.
Game analyst to me is color.
Because you've got Jamal Crawford and Reggie. That's one of my immediate
color. I'm nearly certain those are going to be the guys at the announce booth.
Studio analyst, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, those are awesome. The desk guys to me.
But they've only got the one.
So I think
that's...
Was Jalen Amazon? I thought Jalen Rose was announced.
I believe that was Amazon.
But he also popped up on TNT.
Every so often.
Well, he popped up last night, I know.
And then our play-by-play guys, they have Tirico and Noah Eagle, which that's a pretty good pairing. I'm happy with those two.
Yeah, I think those are two. So Jalen is joining NBC. Is this a college basketball? Because, I mean, maybe some Big Ten stuff. I don't know why I thought I saw Jalen was going to be part of their. He'll be a studio analyst for Big Ten College Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing. So,
I mean, obviously he's still currently doing, like, the occasional appearance on TNT, but NBC, it just says NBC Sports Network for college basketball for Big Ten College.
So, I mean, to me, it's like special contributor.
Because I'm with you. My initial thought when we talked about this earlier with Jason and John was, okay, cool. Is he going to actually be sitting down? And in that case, if that's the case, my only warning is temper some expectations. He might not be great.
No, I do think, I think there's a couple of things here. Number one.
But he also could be awesome.
The world, according to Michael Jordan, is an entertaining thing. See, yes. The Last Dance. Like, the only thing I used to criticize about The Last Dance is people were calling it a documentary. It's not a documentary.
No.
It's the world according to Michael Jordan. That is still fascinating.
Very much so.
And it was entertaining. I will also say this. If the big player complaint is that former players are not positive enough about the game today, I'm not sure MJ is going to be the one that just comes out and is protecting the logo.
I wouldn't anticipate that.
Now, the problem that Jordan also has is he was not a successful owner.
True.
From a basketball perspective. Now, I would point out that man, I believe, bought his team for $150 million and sold it for $2.5 billion. So, overall, I'd say That was an effective ownership. I don't know. Like,
he got his money up.
But the thing is, post, so like when he was the GM for the Wizards, it did not go well.
No.
When he was running the Bobcats, it didn't go well. So now there is other ammo to use against him than previously before. With that being said, like, I still want to know what he thinks.
Oh, of course.
I also wonder, because NBC special contributor, I was also wondering this, because Jordan's obviously heavily involved in the world of golf. He's very passionate about golf. NBC has the Ryder Cup coming up this fall. I would imagine that they are going to somehow use that tie-in as well. And Keegan Bradley, who is the U.S. Ryder Cup captain, is a member of Jordan's country club, and more importantly, they are extremely tight to the point in which Jordan gave Keegan Bradley a Jordan brand golf shoe deal, and they weren't really giving out golf shoe deal. Like, Jordan liked him so much that he gave him a deal.
Yeah.
So, like, that, when I hear special contributor, I think of more of, like, features rather than we're just going to get the world according to MJ.
Yes. It reads to me, it feels like to me, whenever a team hires a special advisor.
Yeah, you know, yes, the old consultant.
A consultant, a senior advisor. You know, that just nondescript front office role that guys seem to back themselves into.
Yes.
That's kind of what, that's the vibe that I get. I don't expect to see Michael Jordan on the panel every single week on a Sunday evening.
Yeah, the vibe that I get, because it's so light on details, is they're giving MJ a check for the ability to use his name.
Is this a truly professional NIL contract, maybe?
I mean, that is, I will say this, that is closer to name, image, and likeness than what we actually have when people say name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
Like, that is actually basically like, we need your brand to try and sell some ads. Can we pay you for that?
I mean, there's the picture of Jordan right there. His name is on the release. There's a video of him.
Because the other thing is, this also seems to kind of come out of nowhere. Because sports business is pretty well covered. And I didn't see any leakings of this.
Mm-mm.
I guess I could text my buddy Ryan. Who would know?
What? Oh, more so,
Glass-Steagall would probably know what's going on.
How long this thing has kind of been in the works.
But, like, I didn't see Marchand have it. I did not see John Orrand, who's over at Puck. I didn't see him. I did not see Ryan, who's at front office now, front office sports. Like,
I didn't see any reporting on this.
And there's been a ton of reporting on the NBA
moving
media
to
market.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, hey, listen, more world according to MJ, I'm in favor of.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm gonna lock arms with Cowboys fans here. I get it. Anytime you see the Cowboys in primetime, it's just going to elicit a reaction. I don't understand why everybody is up in arms about the Eagles opening the season with the Cowboys. First off, it is a division rival.
Yep.
Second, if I'm an Eagles fan, I'm kind of cool with it because I got to make Jerry Jones watch me raise another banner. Like, that's cool. But secondly, guys, we can whine and complain all we want. We watch the Dallas Cowboys, for better or for worse. But also, George, when you go and you look at the schedule and so we won't obviously get the full schedule till Wednesday, but when you look at the possibilities, so here were the possibilities. I'm trying to do it from off the top of my dome. Obviously, the three division opponents.
Do you want me to just pull up the Eagle schedule?
Yeah, you can pull. Well, because
I know it hasn't been
released. It's like opponents,
yet, but it's,
so
yes.
So here, I think I can do it. The three division opponents. First and foremost, nobody needs to see the Giants open up the season. We're a tough watch, should not be in primetime, and you're going to be subjected to us because we're New York anyway. So at least bullet dodged week one.
Yes.
All right. I could sympathize with those that say, why not the Commanders?
It was a great game in the playoffs.
Yeah, awesome. Right? That was super close, right?
It was an awesome game.
Right, because they could have played a bunch more quarters, and maybe the Commanders could have scored for real. Like, okay. The Cowboys are going to be one. And then I think the other possibilities were the two that stood out where you could make the argument, I'd rather see that, are the Rams, week one, because actually that was the best playoff game that the Eagles saw all year.
I think the other thing we kind of need to look at with this is we have to use a team that is playing at the link. And a
Correct.
Away game will not
no,
work.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because I was doing the Rams, but also I believe the other aspect of this is some of these teams are going to be earmarked for other. Is the Rams in Australia this year or next year?
They have that as a home game for the Eagles this year.
Correct. So maybe the Rams next year are playing in Australia. But you got to also remember when you're playing, like they're having to manipulate the schedule based on sending teams internationally.
Correct.
Okay. So the other two that were pointed out were the Bears and the Lions. I've listened to an argument for the Lions.
Yep.
I would also argue this, though. The Lions have opened the year. Is this two straight years? So they opened up. They beat the Chiefs when the Chiefs had their banner night back in 23.
So that would have been year before last.
And
because last season, was it not Ravens Chiefs? Yeah, Ravens Kansas.
Ravens Chiefs, and then the Isaiah Likely stepped
the foot on the line. Yeah.
But I believe the Sunday night game was the Lions. I think the Sunday night opener was the Lions. Because if I recall, we got a healthy buffet of the Lions early.
Yes, that's true.
But we are talking about, because I think the other possibilities were the Raiders and the Broncos, because they play the division plays the AFC West, but
they have Kansas City, LA on the road. They've got Vegas, Denver, and Philly. Denver could be fun. That could actually be a game.
But I still don't know. Like, in the end, this is the NFL's first game of the year. And we can complain. Like, to me, it's like the only real other possibility is kind of Lions.
Yeah.
And I would also presume you could talk me into they've got that Lions game earmarked for something else.
I don't think I'd be the one talking you into that because I agree with that.
That Lions feels like an Amazon. We're greasing their palm.
Or a little Netflix.
Can you look up? See, I think. Do we know who the Lions are playing on Thanksgiving yet?
No, they have not.
Because that one could be another one.
The full schedule comes out on like Wednesday.
Right, Wednesday. But we're going to start getting the leaks. So this was Schefter's make good when the NFL took Schefter's release of the schedule release tweet that he always fires off every year, and they took that at the draft, and they had Laura Rutledge and Colleen Wolf make the announcement. Schefter did get the make good of announcing this game.
I'm just taking a quick peek at Twitter to see if there's anything on here.
So maybe that, you could talk me into that's the Thanksgiving game.
I could see that. I'm not seeing any actual leaks. Yeah, no. No real leaks. All these are just some marked parody and people prognosticating.
Let's see.
Because you could certainly talk me into, for that first game, like, if we're just talking about what could be, or because, honestly, my whole thing with it is, while on one hand, I do tend to gripe when a lot of these teams end up having just a gigantic chunk in the middle or late in the season against just division opponent after division opponent after division opponent, because those games are almost always, I mean, we can go back historically and just look through them. They're always going to be not usually just tighter games, but more intense, you know, that type
division
of thing.
Division games typically are better games.
They're just better games. That said, we don't usually see those early on. It a lot of the times it does kind of mirror the college schedule where we see, okay, cool, we have at least a couple weeks to gear up before we get into our divisional slate. The fact that we have a week one divisional game feels a little weird to me.
Yeah, I just think, though, like, when you look at the Eagles' possibilities,
like, Chicago doesn't do much for me. Detroit, like you said, and I agree with, that should be earmarked or put aside for something else. Denver could be a good game. Like, straight up, I think that could just be a good game, especially if Bo Nix and that offense plays as well. I mean, that defense is still phenomenal in Denver. Vegas could draw a little bit. Vegas could have a bit of a draw because of the changes they've made. And then LA, I think, would just be a good game. Like, LA, the Rams should just be a really good game.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. Like, I get it. Everyone loves, it's, like, I don't know. The Cowboys are, like, such low-hanging fruit. But, like, can we also acknowledge this? Like, I am very curious to see, like, George Pickens without a contract with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. That is something that I am very interested to watch.
Yes. However, I feel like for me, a lot more of that is not exactly what happens on the field.
Well, no, but I do think what happens on the field is going to lead to what I'm curious to watch. Because George Pickens not getting the ball when he did have a contract was fun to watch.
What happens when
now it's in a contract year?
And he's not the number one.
Well, and then on top of that, you know, there, I believe Warren Sharp tweeted, or he put it out on Twitter. George Pickens is one of the best NFL receivers at running vertically.
Yep.
What people also don't realize, that's actually Dak's best throw. Outside
True.
The numbers, vertically.
Yes.
They have actually paired a top four NFL receiver with a top four NFL quarterback. And if you can make it more explosive, but like also on top of this, like, Jerry's got his new, like, hand-picked minion. Brian Schottenheimer is the coach. Like,
yeah. Is it bad that I kind of keep forgetting that he ended up getting that game?
I think he might honestly forget at times that he's the head coach. Yeah, so we opened with Ravens, Chiefs, and then we had the Brazil game with the field. Packers,
that game
Eagles.
Didn't count as the opener, though.
No, but it was
that
the
was
Friday.
Just opening weekend.
It was Friday.
They went, Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
Then Sunday?
Correct. And then we had Lions, Rams, Sunday night, the overtime
yes,
game.
Yes, yes.
And then we had the disgusting Niners, Jets, Monday night game.
I will apologize for that. I'll take the ownership of that one.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going
to
do?
I don't have to deal with Rob Saul anymore, so I'll eat that one.
Derek Carr. So Derek Carr announced yesterday he is retiring. And actually kind of works out for the Saints by him retiring. He's going to get his roster bonus this year, mm-hmm. which I think was $10 million.
Correct.
I think it was $10 million guaranteed. But basically what Derek Carr said, and I kind of tip my cap to him because you don't normally see players do this. He basically just said, I'm done having surgery. And I would have to have another surgery. I'd have to completely rehab. It seemed like the surgery meant missing another year.
Yes.
And I also find this hard to believe. I do not think the Saints were taking Tyler Shuck in the second round. I don't think this was news to the Saints. Maybe they didn't have the definitive 100%, but I think they very much knew this was on the table.
So this one's kind of really interesting to me because of how it went from almost no conversation about Derek Carr's situation with the Saints up until, I forgot exactly who reported the potential injury a couple weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, that, okay, wait, he's dealing with an injury. They might be really in the market for a quarterback this draft. Keep an eye on them at 9.
Yeah.
In draft talk, to me, that is, okay, we're dealing with a potential smokescreen here. Whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely that definitely could be that football guys lying to each other.
With draft talk.
Yeah.
And then when it became, okay, wait, this Derek Carr injury is actually real, and here's some more detail on it, it becomes, oh, if he's actually out for the season, they really need a quarterback, because I don't know about you, I don't have a ton of trust in the rest of that quarterback room beyond what was Derek Carr, which at the very least is a baseline. Not great, not horrible. I don't have the gene for Rattler. Doesn't do it for me.
So I was higher on Rattler's senior year because they were so bad up front.
Yes.
And he took a beating and he kind of, like, I thought
Rattler. This sounds very familiar to the Saints.
Yeah. Well, like, for I think Rattler's senior year didn't get its due because of his lifetime achievement of kind of being an asshat.
Sure.
Like, that all came back to him. But if you just watched him that year with no context of QB1, of the antics he's had, you would have left kind of impressed. You're like, man, this guy's got a terrible offensive line. He's making a lot of plays for them, tough as nails, hanging in there. He's getting absolutely filleted left and right, and he's just making throws. And at times, when they'd kind of scheme it up for him, he actually looked competent. But then you would see, like, okay, a defense would adjust in the third quarter. Like, the game that really comes to mind, he had a really good first half against the Bucks, mm-hmm. And, like, to the point where you're like, oh, man, because the Bucks, remember, like, as in Bucks tradition, like, you spend, like, the last 6 weeks thinking every loss is going to kill them. And so he came out in the second half, though, bunch of turnovers, looked like a rookie quarterback. The other problem that the Saints have is, I don't know how much fault to, like, just put on Spencer Rattler. Like, he was a rookie thrust into that situation. They have pretty pathetic set of skill players. I mean, you have Kamara and who?
Typically, I'd say Chris Olave, who I'm high on. However, at that point in the season, scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I mean, he was throwing to, like,
not his fault, mind you. I mean, the throw that got him concussed was a hospital pass. But, I mean, beyond that, it was what Shaheed and Bub means.
Yeah, and I want to say Shaheed was hurt that game. Like, it was like
Shaheed got dinged up as well a lot last season. Oh, and then don't forget Juwan Johnson.
Okay, so that means they're now going to have a quarterback room of,
I have it pulled up,
Tyler Shuck,
mm-hmm.
my boy Jake Haener,
ugh,
and Rattler.
Yes.
I think the real question is this whole thing designed to give it to Tyler Shuck?
This feels
right.
By the
way, is Shuck older than the rest of them?
I'm going to double check that. Shuck is coming in at a clean 25. Rattler's 24. So he's older. Oh, he's older than Rattler by about a year.
Haener was an older guy. So
Haener
talk
is
me to
26. Okay. So he is the same age or same year as Haener, younger by a couple months, and a year older than Rattler. Shuck is.
I just really feel like that this is kind of designed to have him be the guy.
Yes. That is kind of where I'm leaning, but I'm also in the camp of Mickey Loomis has needed to go on an actual rebuild for this team for more than one.
No, I do agree. This does actually clear the path to finally
rebuild.
Yes.
Because don't forget, Ryan Ramczyk also retired this offseason. That clears up a bunch of money and some space on the O-line for their first-round pick, Kelvin Banks. Cameron Jordan, I assume, is getting towards the tail end of it. You could certainly say the same thing for Jets legend DeMario Davis.
Of course.
Love him. Tyrann Mathieu also getting up there, you know, closer to, okay, he's losing some viability as a starting safety. And then, obviously, Alvin Kamara is still making a bunch of money, but in running back years, especially for a guy who plays the way that he does, with taking those kind of hits that he does, probably starting to wear down a bit. This feels like it's about time for them to start really tearing it down.
Over at ESPN, Field Yates has ranked the 10 offensive and defensive rookies most likely to get playing time. Number one, he has Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Quote, now the Saints roster might not be set up for immediate success of a rookie
success
quarterback.
Success is
different. Yeah, that's something. But they will likely give Shuck every chance to show that he can become their long-term fixture under center. Shuck's arm talent, ability to read the defense, and mobility are the foundation of an impressive skill set. I want to push back on mobility.
He's not immobile.
Well, he used to be a very good athlete.
Yeah, then he broke his leg,
didn't he? Five times. I think he's got two knees and a leg.
Was it two knees and a leg? I thought one of them was a collarbone.
Because people, I don't know if people remember this. He was originally my boy Herbert's backup at Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry, I remember.
Then he left Oregon to go play at Texas Tech, and then he got hurt.
Yep.
And then he gets paired up with Brohm at Louisville last year. He is older than Trevor Lawrence. They're in the same like high school class, but he's older than Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, this feels like... Now, here's the other question, though. Would you get into the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes? Now, I think there's two questions. One, would the Falcons trade him within the division?
No.
But if that's your... If,
maybe?
Because the Money. the other big story of the weekend, we had internet sleuthing. There was reports that Aaron Rodgers had joined a Pittsburgh country club to play golf.
I'm sure the people on the other side could feel me roll my eyes.
It does feel like this is true, though. Aaron Rodgers is either playing for the Steelers or he's not playing football.
Yes.
Those seem to be the two options.
Yeah.
Because I'm still not really all that bought into the whole Vikings thing.
No. So, even at that point, why would they make JJ sit another year?
Only if you are really worried about that knee.
But at this point, he's had... We're not talking 12 months. We're going to be talking about a year plus for that knee.
Well, no. I thought he
was
tore...
It was in preseason.
I thought he tore it in
preseason
game three.
Was it game three? I thought it was...
Or maybe it's two. He tore it in preseason.
It was in preseason.
But he did have a setback.
I can't remember as well. Was it the ACL or was it the meniscus?
I thought it was ACL. But now that you're saying that, now I think it was meniscus, but then they maybe it was. It was meniscus, but rather than shaving...
It was a meniscus.
They repaired it.
Correct.
But there was a setback, because that's always the...
He sustained the injury on August 11th.
So that feels like preseason week one.
Yeah, it was against the Raiders. Missed the rest of the preseason. See, but then in November, it says he had a second knee surgery.
So what I was wondering if... So sometimes when you do the meniscus repair...
Yeah.
It doesn't take, because there's not a lot of blood flow on the outside of the knee. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if they went back and either redid it or...
Went the
shaving route.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I'm going to base it off of the November 13th date. So it'll end up being like 11 months, give or take, for the regular season.
Right. So... But it still comes back to me. It's like, if you're the Falcons, well, first off, the real question is how desperate are the Saints going to be? Because if you and I, if our suspicion's correct, which is this is the Saints finally acknowledging we have to tear it down, You do not go get Kirk Cousins. Either you figure out which one you believe in the most. You either play Shuck or you play Rattler, and you find out either they can do the job, and then, okay, you're a year ahead of the rebuild and you don't have to do so, then you can build around them, or you stink so bad that
you're in the running for
there could be another Manning in New Orleans.
There are a hand, and not even just with Arch, because again, that's for us. We're also saying with him, he might not go out, but I would be willing to look at some of those other guys coming out next year's class over Shuck.
Shuck to me felt like the biggest beneficiary. I don't know if it's maybe it's Shuck or it's Jackson, but they felt like the two clear beneficiaries of you have to have a quarterback and this class is not that good. So you could talk yourself into both of them.
Yes. My thing with Jackson, which is what made it so interesting, is to me the moves that the Giants ended up making, and this actually goes a little bit higher than Joe Shane, is to me, those are long-term moves to bring in veteran guys who can for sure like give you more than just a year. I mean, you could convince me that
I do not want Russell Wilson for more than three games.
But, well, okay, then hand it over. Well, you want Jameis anyway.
Yes.
Just the fun value.
Yes.
Which I don't disagree with. But my thought there is those are long-term moves. Those are the moves of an organization that says head coach GM, we're going to stand behind you at the very least for another 2 to 3 seasons. We gave you your guy. You got your quarterback. you have succession plan where you don't have to start him right away. If he wins the job, he wins the job. That's a completely different situation than we're just throwing a guy out.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But also the Maras and the Tishes are the kings of doing something that makes it seem like you're actually trying to do it
the right way.
And then pull the plug like a week a lot.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock.
That's how these things go. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's get back into other big stories from the weekend. We'll do some weekend awards. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
ESPN. All right, George. We haven't really gotten into a ton of specific games over the weekend, but I thought rather than just kind of scattershoot, like throwing out a game result, throw out a one-liner, let's package some of this as an awards segment.
Okay.
Something that I always enjoy doing. We'll start, of course, with golf, because that's what everybody has in their mind. Of course, the PGA Championship week. Outstanding achievement by a guy that should not be wearing a schmedium. Of course, Sepp Straka. Sepp really came onto the scene here in Memphis when he was in the playoff with Will Zalatoris. I believe that was the first ever edition of the FedEx St. Jude Championship, the playoff event. Sepp has also lost a little bit of weight, so it's starting to look a little better when he wears the schmedium. The other thing that I just love whenever you see Sepp in the mix, he has a very fat caddy, and it's just always like, I kind of can understand the golfers being a little out of shape. It's never made sense to me how you can carry the 35-pound bag all over the yard and still be fat, but I just always enjoy that. Also, most relatable moment from the weekend, Shane Lowry had a putt to tie on 18, and he blew it like 8 feet past. Like, he was just making sure. He's like, I got to get this to the hole. Blew it 8 feet past, missed the comebacker. Best costume design this weekend, I put it on Twitter. When Jokic showed up in the Joker costume, he did not go full paint, but he had everything from Heath Ledger's Joker neck down. I went and immediately took Nuggets money line. That was an automatic. I had to do it. It's still probably my favorite movie. It's certainly my favorite performance with Heath Ledger and the Joker. I had to take it. So I went with that was the best costume design of the weekend.
I have a point with that, and I have a question for you. How much do you think it cost to have a custom? Because mind you, for the people who have not seen this, it is a legitimate three-piece suit
Mm-hmm.
Purple jacket and pants, green vest,
mm-hmm.
and he is 6'10"?
I mean, I thought he's over 7 feet. There's also a lot of fabric. That's not a schvelt 7 feet.
No, that is not. How much do you think something like that ran him?
I would think probably $3,000 at least. I mean,
we also don't know a brand.
But also, as we learned from The Dark Knight, like, it was custom made. There's no tags, nowhere.
Yeah.
Also, worst costume design, I have two.
I have one from yesterday.
Tatum in the Timberlands.
Oh, that's not it. That was
other one, this is more of like something that's been aggravating for most of the playoffs. The Pacers got to stop wearing the Miami Heat jerseys.
Thank you.
Like, what are those?
Look, when you said worst costume, my immediate thought is whatever the Pacers continue to wear, like whoever designed their, I guess the NBA's version of the City Connect with the spray paint, like it's.
Do you also see that we're getting NFL City Connects?
Can we not? Can we just not?
I need to see some data. Someone needs to prove to me that these things are selling. Because when you go to games, I don't see a bunch of people, even a bunch of kids, I don't see a bunch of people just walking around town in the City Connects.
I think with some of them, mind you with some of them, because some of them have been terrible. Some of these City Connects have been awful. But for the good ones, I know good and well, I have one of the Rays ones because, one, I'm a Rays fan, too. I think it's one of the better City Connect jerseys. But I'm not buying that Houston Astros 1998 designed, like, digital Stros jersey.
Well, like, there's the Cardinals have the For the Lou one.
Which is cool, especially.
It's fine.
Well, my thing with it is that one is more about, like, the design element and who helped design it versus
sure.
the jersey itself.
Like, my whole thing is, like.
But the Rockies did awesome with both.
Why do we have to have this many? Whatever happened to the good old-fashioned home, away, alternate?
Well, that's the thing. Once the second version comes out, they scrap the first.
So
that is their
alt. In baseball, they do. But in basketball, we still have.
Oh, don't get me started on that. That's
right,
ridiculous.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The Grizzlies have the white, the navies,
mm-hmm.
the Beale Street Blues,
yep.
the Sounds,
yep.
and the
Do they wear the black? They don't wear the
I think
black
we. I think we discontinued the black M block one.
Yeah,
but we still have the Vancouver throwback. Is that five?
Do they wear the teal one still? Because I thought the white one was the Vancouver throwback.
I thought they still have a white Grizzlies, like the in the current colors. Have we phased that out?
I think they have.
So the only white jersey we wear now is the Vancouver one.
I believe that,
and I believe that part of that is I think they're waiting on a. Trademark to expire.
Yeah, they're waiting on the IP to
become
available again.
Because then they can actually do it as Memphis Grizzlies.
Correct. Yeah, I'm not seeing from last season any of the standard white. It's all just the Vancouver white. You've got the baby blues, the navy. I'll be honest, I like the Sounds ones. I think the Sounds like uniforms were
pretty
awesome.
I just think
awesome.
We overdo it. I there's so many games that I turn on, I'm like, what?
Why are we wearing red?
Best Supporting Actor, Bill Belichick for Jordan this weekend as she finishes second runner-up at Miss Maine. By all accounts, he was front row, cheering her on, just showing nothing but support. I did tell Jeff, I feel like that actually was the most predictable result because the pageant can't make her win.
No.
But you also, you can't have her finishing like, she has to have a podium finish. Put her, but you also don't want
to.
You don't also want to get into the situation where, who knows what happens to Miss Maine? She scrubbed the internet enough. Like, could there be a tweet that pops up and then you got to hand it over to your runner up? You can't have Jordan running around with the tiara.
No,
like you can't. You can't. Like, so you put her at second runner up, which I also don't understand why we did. She finished third.
Yeah, give her the bronze.
Right.
That's fine.
That was fine. Outstanding achievement in script writing. I still don't know, like, because it does feel like, so, I do enjoy when something holds up, but I do feel like we are, with with Hallibrook, I feel like we're changing it. Mm-hmm. It's gone from stinks in the playoffs to, well, he stinks on the road.
Yeah, you got to leave the goalpost where it is.
But the third period yesterday was outstanding achievement, and okay, this guy's got playoff problems.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's just, honestly, at that point, with Hellebuck, I was like, okay, yeah, this is kind of just, this is par for the course at this point, which, I mean, that sounds horrible to say, but it was perfectly expected. Also, if we're going to give out just best performance, if we're going to say playoffs period, Mikko.
Yeah, he's just been incredible.
Dog.
I mean, it's literally like what you want from your guys. Like, when their back's against the wall against the Avalanche, he has a 3-game stretch that was insane. I think he had a nondescript game 2, but he was still good in game 1, and then he's been awesome since.
Yeah, well, no one on Dallas played.
Yeah, in game 2,
it was that 4-0 shutout. And then last night, he's like, I can just sprinkle in another 3-point performance.
Yeah, here you go. I was going to say also outstanding work in internet sleuthing, but that goes back to whoever figured out Aaron Rodgers joined a Pittsburgh country club, and then
that is awesome.
Then a reporter had to get the club on the record saying he had not joined. A lot of people with too much time on their hands. Go outside.
Touch some grass.
That's being a little too online. All right, when we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, George, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got to go to Darius Garland. And I'm not even trying to rub it into Cleveland fans. Like, it's a bummer of a watch. I totally understand that. But after last night's loss to the Pacers, in which the Cavs are down 3-1, quote, this franchise has been down 3-1 before. This group can do it. We've got the talent. We've got the skill set. The camaraderie is always there. I feel like 3-1 with LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and then in game 5, no Draymond's a little bit different. But again, rule number one, we don't tell these story. We tell our story. I want to thank Coach Sherrod and Munns for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.